This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan,
and we will get into your calls here momentarily, but apparently there's something that's been floating around on the internet that I have absolutely not paid any attention to, but Conan apparently has seen this, and according to the YouTube video that he has sent me, about 6,000 other people have seen it as well, so hardly viral. But it basically, there's a new social experiment, if you will, that pretty much reinforces every other social experiment that shows that people will do what other people are doing.
Yes. The idea is herd mentality, conformity, and how fast does it pick up? How fast do people fall into this? You know, it's a very simplistic, and it looks like it's been dramatized and edited in such a way that it's probably not real. But this is based on an experiment that is real, and it has to do with herd mentality and conformity.
So there's a short video, less than 4 minutes. We're going to play just a little bit of this, and then, you know, it's fairly audio-friendly, but the visual parts we will explain to you. So here's this video, just under 4 minutes long, and I know what is happening. This is in the browser where I have to click something to then turn on the audio.
Click, click, click.
Clickety, click, click, click.
And nope. There we go. Hold on. So let's back this up.
To answer that question, we set up a hidden camera experiment to see if this woman would stand up at the sound of this tone. Simply because everyone else is. You might be thinking you'd never go along with this.
So they're all in a waiting room. There's probably about a dozen people, and there's one individual, a young lady. The camera's focused on her, and she is...
So there's one test subject.
Correct.
And everybody else in the room is in on it.
In on it. They're actors. They know what to do.
Right. And this is somewhat similar to the Ash experiments.
Correct.
To where they would have, I believe, either 11 or 12 people that were in on it, Confederates, if you will, where they were asked questions of which of these lines is longer? Which of these is a different color? Mm-hmm. Which of these, you know, and they would have everybody answer audibly. And the person that was the test subject, somewhere around 90 to 95% of the time, would give the obvious wrong answer because everybody else did.
Well, no.
At
first, they would give the answer they thought was correct, and then everyone else would get the wrong answer. The actors would get the wrong answer, and the guy would be like,
Maybe they're right.
Yeah, maybe
right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Something to this.
But they also had a part of the quiz to where people wrote down the answer without anybody else audibly speaking the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just as sort of a test, or not a test, but a baseline.
Sort of a blind.
A baseline to see, okay, how many times does this person get it right when nobody else is giving them an audible cue of what the answer is or is not.
Correct.
So let's go back into this. And, yes, Conan, you're absolutely right. This thing was edited. So they took this from something else, because when we started it, they were in the middle of a sentence. So I would like to see what this actually came from, but we continue.
Thank you.
So they're playing the beep again, and people are starting to stand up. And the test subject
after just
stands
three
up.
Beeps,
after three beeps.
And without knowing why she's doing it, this woman is now conforming perfectly to the group. But what happens
beep and stand
away?
Elaine, please.
So now they're pulling people out of the room, and it's beeping, and people are standing, and they're removing people. No new people have come in to the room yet. So right now there are two people left. Beep, stand up.
Okay,
now she's all alone.
She's gone, and nobody is watching her except our hidden cameras. What do you think she'll do?
Beep, and she stood up.
Now conforming to the rule.
Even though she's the only person in the room, she has no clue why she's standing. And now someone else has walked into the room. So there's the receptionist, who you could not see earlier, and two people sitting in the waiting room. The test subject stands. The next person is looking at a magazine. Beep again, and she stands, and now the guy's starting to pay attention.
It's like, what's going on? What are these people doing?
And he said, what are you doing? She said, everybody else was standing up. I thought I was supposed to, too. And a beep, and they both stand up.
So... This is so you have the ash experiment, but this is more similar to the five monkeys in a room with a ladder and some bananas.
The experiment that never happened, but people always say that it happened.
Well, it's based on a similar experiment where monkeys were trained to believe to do something that where I guess the outside force wasn't involved any longer. And the younger monkeys that were brought into the situation
right.
picked up on this unknown
right.
factor.
So learned behavior. But the five monkey experiment that you're talking about that circulates online all the time
did not happen. But it's
never happened.
But it's simplified.
The claim of this five monkey experiment is there's five monkeys and there's a thing of bananas and there's a ladder. And when one monkey tried to climb the ladder, he got a hose turned on him. And then all the other monkeys started beating him to protect him from getting the hose turned on.
No, hold on. Stop that. All of the other monkeys got sprayed. So they were punished for this silly monkey climbing the ladder trying to get bananas. They didn't want to get sprayed any longer, so they started to beat up the monkey who would climb the ladder.
Okay, I've heard it both ways. But again,
so
that did not actually happen. People are just making stuff up.
Well, we don't
based
know
on something that actually
happened.
I'm going
you guys
find...
had two different versions of the same experiment.
No, I've,
who's to
I've,
say that one of those versions
I've
may
done
not
searches.
Have taken place?
I've done searches on monkey experiment.
On the internet.
And the only thing that I was able to find any evidence of is the one that he said actually did happen to where there
right.
was an outside force, but it wasn't monkeys beating one another up for climbing a ladder.
They became aggressive. And I'm going to try to find that during the break. It's buried in here somewhere.
Yeah.
But that there is an experiment where monkeys became aggressive to other monkeys based on learned experiences from their... from other monkeys that they related to.
Right, and humans become aggressive because of learned experiment or learned experience.
Correct.
Sure.
And the question is, you know, is this a good thing or a bad thing, or is it could it be a good thing? Can it only be a bad thing? Because I mean, as far as evolutionary conditions are concerned, you know, if we're monkey men, if we're cavemen. And you've got some rebel in the group who, you know, the tribal leader stands up and says, mammoth. And you got this rebel who's like, what? What do you want us to do? You know, and he's calling out the tribal leader. Well, he's going to get everyone killed or get himself killed, and he's not going to live on to, you know, make more caveman babies.
So basically what you're saying is nationalism is a learned behavior. And when Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand, people just get furious, and they don't know why they're furious.
It's not just a learned behavior. It's genetic. it's actually been passed down, and nationalists are going to do a better job surviving and producing offspring in this world than, say, the rebels and the people who question authority and the people who are always questioning, hey, maybe there is a better mousetrap that I could build. Maybe there's something I could do to make my life better. And people are going to look at him and be like, why are you always questioning things?
I'll challenge you on that after the break.
You're not supposed to say break. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts? Learned experience? Not learned? Good? Bad? This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome on conformity experiments, ones that either actually happened in reality or ones that you think may have happened but absolutely did not. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And if you have Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That is Jax, J-A-X-X. You can get it from Jax.io or in the app store of your choice. There's no wallet like it. This thing holds Bitcoin, Ether, and now Dash. And I'm hearing that there are supposed to be more currencies coming. There's also Shapeshift integration built into the app that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, Free Talk Live listener and chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's JAXX.io.
So here is the study where the five monkeys in with the ladder and bananas myths probably came from. There was a study done by G.R. Stevenson in 1967. Cultural acquisitions of specific learned responses among rhesus monkeys. He trained adult male and female rhesus monkeys to avoid manipulating an object and then placed individuals, naive animals, in a cage with trained individuals of the same age and sex and the object in question. In one case, a trained male actually pulled his naive partner away from the previously punishable manipulation, manipulatum, during their period of interaction, whereas the other two trained males exhibited what were described as threat facial expressions while in fear posture. When a naive animal approached the manipulatum, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, manipulatum.
The manipulatum?
Yes, that thing.
The item would manipulate a negative response from the person doing the experiment.
Correct. The item that gave pain.
Yes.
When placed alone in the cage with the novel object, naive males that had been paired with trained males showed greatly reduced manipulation of the training object in comparison with controls. Unfortunately, training and testing were not carried out using a discrimination procedure, so the nature of the transmitted information cannot be determined, but the data are of considerable interest. And yes, I do find that extremely interesting because I think this is something we see in day-to-day behavior, human behavior. Like, for example, some guy not standing up for a silly flag song or pledging oath and allegiance to a flag, and everyone just loses their mind. It's a very strange concept that has actually gotten me, as far as I am concerned, I can remember two positions, not jobs, but positions at a job, where I had to change positions because I'm the guy who's always asking questions, especially when I see something being done either wrong. It's either being done wrong or there's a much, much better way to do it. And I'm that guy's like, hey, why don't we try doing it this way?
Well, this is the way we've always done it.
Exactly. And that answer, it drives me insane. Oh, this is the way we've always done it. Why are you always rocking the boat, Conan? I'm like, because there's a better way to do things sometimes.
And people, not everybody is willing to accept change. And that's one of those things. And I think particularly in the workplace, we've always done it that way implies that we've all gotten used to doing it this way. And it's a nice, easy way to do it. And it gets us through the day.
But sometimes
nobody has ever complained that we needed more productivity or anything else.
And change is hard.
Changes because something that we have to process.
Well, I've had jobs before to where, I'm told, like, this is the way you do the job. Well, why is this the way? Well, because that's the way the handbook says to do it.
Sure.
Even though there are probably five different ways that you could do it that are just as good and probably more efficient. But no, the handbook says you have to do it this way, so this is the way you do it. If you do it any other way, you'll get written up.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I think
oh, wait,
a lot
and,
of...
Unless you're the boss, because the boss is... So you can't have too many roosters, too many chieftains in the hen house. You've got to have that one guy who is capable of making these types of decisions, but you can't have all your employees asking you questions every single 5 minutes. Otherwise, you have... chaos.
And you may not want to have, depending on what you're doing or what you're producing or how you're doing it, you may not want to have things done 50 different ways because there may be other processes that depend on it. Let's say quality control. Let's say that there's 5 different ways to assemble a particular item. And if you do it one way, then it makes it very nice and easy for the checker to verify the quality of it. But mm-hmm. if it's put together in a different order, maybe that obscures something that they could otherwise see. So I get where you guys are coming from. I take issue with your statement that the statist will be better prepared in the future because he is more adaptive, or he is fine as long as things go his way and he's not likely to rock the boat. Every time we've advanced, whether it's technologically or...
It's someone rocking the boat.
It is that person who's rocking the boat.
And
so I think that's...
And that's why I honor... And the individual, because I know that's where changes come from. It's the conformer. It's the whole community as a whole that really holds us back as far as human evolution is concerned. It's the individual that takes us to the next level all the time. And the sad thing is that either that person becomes a tribal leader, or he becomes an outcast and he ends up getting crucified because he was rocking the boat. It's very sad that.
Well, no, he may actually promote change. And become an outcast and never get anywhere.
Or in a hundred years later,
might be revered.
People actually wake up to the fact, hey, he might have known what he was talking about.
But I think it's safe to say that people are generally probably a little happier if they have a very set, established life. At least people, if we're kind of talking about the workforce, a lot of people, and I'm wondering if I could say the majority in my experience, it's close to the majority. If things just work the way they do from day to day, and this is how we do it, I think a lot of people are very, very happy with that.
Especially most people are happy to go along and get along.
Yeah, especially if it's the workplace where it's just where you go to make money and then you go home and then
right.
that's when you have your time. But when you're at the workplace, let's just get this done. Let's not make this complicated.
So we can apply it to something else. Now, how about national politics?
Oh yeah, how about correct?
seems a timely
which,
subject,
which is another thing that people don't want to touch because it requires thinking and research and you know.
But it's just easier. I'm registered as a Democrat. I'm registered as a Republican. Why can't I just vote that way, Conan? It makes it nice and easy. I don't have to think. I don't have to read all this stuff that my friends are posting online about Hillary or Trump or whoever the Johnson
is. I think it's
is.
A sad state of affairs that we are so simple-minded that we can only have the two options. There's so many people in this country that only have, they can only think one or the other, and that's it. There is no other alternative.
But apparently a sizable percentage of Americans do want more options. We'll talk about that and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl, Chris, and Conan in studio tonight. And Chris, you had mentioned something in the last segment about, you know, most Americans are, you know, either registered Republican or Democrat, and well, why do we need more options? Why do I have to study for who the candidates are? Can't I just, you know, always vote for giant meteor hitting the earth?
Not to get pedantic, but are most people now still registered Republican or Democrat?
That would be a good question for Daryl.
The plurality of people are registered as either undeclared or something other than.
That was my question, yeah.
When you combine the people registered Republican with the people registered Democrat, that is a majority.
Still. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. That was my question, because I know we hear that a lot, that people that are undeclared or not involved in the party now outnumber either party, which is accurate.
Right.
But
they
not outnumber
either, but not
both together. Got
yes.
it. Thank you, Daryl. You can always go to Daryl with your back questions. If you ever have one, call into the show when he's on.
So if the independents decided to go third party and they could all agree on the same third party member, they could wipe the face of the earth with the R's and the D's.
But that's the problem, is you're not going to get them to all agree. You can't even get all of the Republicans to agree on which Republican. You can't get all the Democrats to agree on which Democrat.
Half the time you can't get the three libertarians in this room to agree on anything. So
exactly. There's a interesting op-ed written by Peter Gemma on opednews.com, and he says there is no free market of ideas, candidates, or political parties on Election Day. It's not for a lack of demand. According to the latest ABC News Washington Post survey, 57% of Americans are dissatisfied with the choice between Donald and Hillary. 44% say they would prefer a third-party candidate to run.
And what's the percentage of voters who are unsatisfied with their congressional leaders, their representatives?
I don't have that number in front of
me. Like 91%
now? Hold on. That's a different question. The congressional approval rating, meaning Congress as a whole, this group of 435 men and women in the House of Representatives and 100 members of the U.S. Senate, that group as a whole, those 535 people, have an approval rating of somewhere around 9 or 10%.
And usually the presidential candidate is one of those. And I guess in this case, you've got the Trump, the orange man, who is, he's come from other lands.
And Hillary is not a member of Congress. Actually, most of the time, the presidential candidates are not members of Congress. But the question you asked of how many people are happy with their member of Congress completely different question than how do you view Congress? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable rating or view of Congress?
Yeah, everyone
is different how do you view your member?
Right. Everyone likes the player on their team. They hate the other players because there you go. It's a form of.
Well, just at a high, high level, I mean, it's always struck me as hilarious that Congress as a whole has like a 10% approval rating.
Yes.
You would think that they're all a bunch of bums, yet what, is it 80, 85, 90%
of them? It's actually close to 90.
Will be reelected every time they run.
Yes.
So it's somebody else's problem, but not mine.
Let's get back into this article talking about just political parties as a whole and what people think of that. A recent Associated Press poll done in conjunction with the University of Chicago revealed that 71% of millennials want an alternative to the Republican and Democratic nominees. In another survey, public policy polling matched a giant meteor hitting the Earth against Hillary and Donald. The killer asteroid nabbed 13% of the vote, far more than any other third-party candidate on any ballot.
And Harambe is doing pretty good, too, I hear.
About 4% in the polls that he's included
in. It's better than our Liberty. Well, what is Johnson at this
point? Gary Johnson's averaging about 9%.
Okay, so
that's what I hear, too. And since the question of congressional job approval came up, approve average of 5 or 6 different recent polls, 13%. Disapprove, 78%.
And was the question asked, how do you view your member of Congress?
I suspect not based on this, but this, again, is based on polls by The Economist, Monmouth University, Gallup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a bunch of different polls. I'm just looking at the aggregate.
Right. I was just curious because, again, how do you view Congress as a whole, and how do you view your member? Again, two completely separate questions that we'll have.
One would guess my local congressman must be getting about 50% or better, seeing how they keep getting reelected.
Well, they get reelected because
plurality are voting for them.
Right. There's, first past the post, and in a lot of cases, well, the guy, I'd rather go with the devil I know than the devil I don't. And also, there's a fair number of districts that are so heavily gerrymandered, it doesn't matter who is put up by either party. One party is going to win, regardless. And there's also a large number of congressional races where there is absolutely no opposition at all on the ballot. There's just the member of Congress running against nobody. The establishment parties actually benefit from strict ballot access laws that make it difficult or impossible for alternative candidates to participate in elections. In order to get on the ballot, independent and third party, and I hate that term third party because it implies that there should only be two. So here on out, I will, where it says third party.
In this case, there should only be three, and number three is never going to be anywhere.
No, there should be as many parties as can qualify.
So
I'm not going to use the term. If I use the term third party, it's because I'm reading, and I prefer using the term major party or minor party. Let me get back into this. Independent and minor party candidates must meet a variety of Byzantine state-specific filing requirements. Complex stipulations and regulations determine whether voters will be able to choose from a larger pool of parties and candidates. Unorthodox candidates must undergo bureaucratic and burdensome trials in all 50 states before they're permitted to run for office, and the laws have proven effective. No independent or minor party presidential candidate has won an electoral vote in 48 years. Now, this is slightly different than in 1972, when the Libertarian received an electoral vote, that was from what's called a faithless elector. It was not because the Libertarians actually won an electoral vote. 1968, when George Wallace won several states, was the last time somebody other than a Republican or a Democrat actually won electoral votes in the presidential election. To get on the ballot nationwide this year, it is estimated that a minor party or independent presidential candidate must have more than 880,000 signatures on petitions, whereas the major parties regularly, or rather the major parties do regularly challenge the legitimacy of ballot access petitions. Leaving out a middle initial is among some reasons that a name could be considered invalid. So securing a ratio of 2-to-1 of the required number of signatures is the pragmatic strategy for campaigns. That means the army of petitioners going door-to-door should collect about 1.7 million names. If that becomes difficult to manage, a candidate may hire professional solicitors who charge between $2.50 to $5 per signature. You do the math. Consider how the ballot access system currently works. Texas requires independent candidates to collect 79,939 valid signatures, double that to be prudent, and in North Carolina, to be a recognized political party, you need signatures to equal 2% of the previous gubernatorial election, and, well, this year would be about 90,000 valid, again, double to be safe. Other states require petitions and filing fees. There's more on this and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, yeah, we've got Skype as well. Username LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the new form of poll taxes that most people don't think of as a poll tax because, well, it's not prohibiting people from voting. No, but it is prohibiting people from having options of whom to vote for. We'll get back into that, but I want to make sure that I tell you about the LRN listen line, the audio on demand listen line for the Liberty Radio Network. Get a pen and piece of paper, unless you're driving. Don't do this while you're driving. Write down 641-793-9660. That's the audio on demand listen line. And that way you never miss any of the live programs from the Liberty Radio Network. You can get Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, and several other live shows when you want. There's no app to download. You don't have to worry about having a data connection or a Wi-Fi connection or a smartphone. You can have any phone. If you've still got a rotary phone in your house, you can use the listen line, 641-793-9660. And when you call that number, press 2 to hear Free Talk Live whenever you want. It will replay the latest episode. And we say something outrageous and we're not live when you're listening, press 0 and leave us a voicemail. Chances are the host will listen. Slightly less chance, unless it's a really good call, it could get played on the air. Again, that number is 641-793-9660. Press 2 for Free Talk Live. Press 0 after that to leave us a message.
Keep those messages snippy and to the point.
Yes. Keep them short.
5-minute messages, maybe not.
I'm not listening to a 5-minute message.
A 2-minute message.
I think pithy is a great word. used by a certain talk show host.
That's why I said snippy, Chris.
Did you?
Yes.
You just couldn't say pithy?
I was staying away.
Isn't that a type of helmet?
Pith.
Yes.
You know why they call it that?
Tell us.
When you're walking through the jungle, it keeps the pith off your head. Monkeys, yeah.
But also, when you're walking through the jungle, you don't necessarily have options of which candidate to vote for, and that's what we're talking about here, is the desire. People really want more options, but why do they not have them? And we were talking moments ago about writing people in for different offices. And, well, there are 9 states that do not allow write-in votes in general elections, Oklahoma being one of those states. And, well, this year, luckily for the Libertarians, they were able to overcome the burdensome ballot access requirement to actually get on the ballot this year, first time since the year 2000. The petition campaign to gather over 42,000 valid signatures cost the party $104,000. For minor parties, organizational infrastructure as well as deep pockets is vital. Running for president means conducting 50 races, actually 51 once you count the District of Criminals, simultaneously. Startup campaigns simply do not have the money or the manpower to be competitive with the Democrats and Republicans because of the barriers of the ruling parties that they have put in place. The nation's leading expert on ballot access laws, Richard Winger, the editor of Ballot Access News, maintains that ballot access restrictions vary from state to state, but they have one thing in common, and that is to prevent people other than Republicans or Democrats from getting on the ballot, thus preventing them from getting elected. Disenfranchised candidates is part of the election game as well. 45 states have enacted what are called sore loser laws that deny a defeated candidate from running as an independent or minor party candidate in the general election. If a candidate believes political power brokers have quashed any chance to win the Republican or Democratic nomination, there is no second chance.
How many states was that again? So if Trump had lost the Republican nomination and he was saying he was going to go third party, how many states would he have not been on the ballot in?
That's a very interesting question, because historically, sore loser laws have not applied to presidential candidates because the actual candidate is the slate of presidential electors.
Right. Mm. They're not actually being voted for.
Right.
However, in recent years, sore loser laws have been interpreted to apply to presidential candidates. I'm going to say a name that I don't think either one of you are familiar with, Rocky De La Fuente.
Oh, Rocky.
That's the boxer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about the Puerto Rican version of the movie.
Yes.
Rocky De La Fuente ran in the Democratic primaries in several states this year. He then created the American Delta Party and recently received the Reform Party's presidential nomination. And there are a couple of states that have interpreted their sore loser laws to apply to Rocky De La Fuente, even though they previously allowed candidates that sought a major party nomination to then be on the ballot as either an independent or minor party candidate.
Okay. So can I just challenge this a little bit? I will posit.
You're going to rock the boat, Chris?
I am. I'm going to be
rock the boat.
I'm going to be that guy.
Rock the boat, baby.
Be that guy.
Rock the boat.
I believe that these obstructionist ballot access laws that are completely controlled by Republicans and Democrats, you don't even have to say major parties, it is both of them.
Yes.
They control it, they manipulate it in such a way, they are becoming less relevant every year.
You're saying the ballot access laws become less relevant, or
yes,
the Republicans
the
and Democrats?
Yes. I'm saying it's becoming less relevant, not fast enough. But what it is doing is it is getting people's names out there. So, for example,
Ron Paul, for example.
Ron Paul or Gary Johnson, or Jill Stein. More people know the name Jill Stein this year, I think, than have ever known the name Jill Stein ever. Because she gets talked about, and she gets talked about in social media.
I also think that had Jill Stein not also been the Green Party nominee 4 years ago, not as many people would be talking about Jill Stein.
Of course.
Presidential elections, and here's Daryl making a sports ball analogy that a lot of people might not get. But presidential elections are a lot like the old BCS that college football had, to where if you were not in one of the five major conferences,
right,
you had to go undefeated 2 or 3 years in a row to be then considered a top 10 team.
Right, right.
And it's very difficult to go undefeated 1 year in a row, much less 2 or 3.
What I think what we're going to see, and it never happens fast enough, I get that. And I've, as Daryl well knows and Conan knows, I've suffered at the hands of ballot access laws personally.
Yes.
It can never happen fast enough, but I think this has been another good year for this to get talked about. For, why can't we get more people on the ballot?
Talking about it is one thing, but actually getting some change to where there's more than one or two choices is completely different.
But, Daryl, if it's you, me, and Conan shrilly screaming at the top of our lungs about how horrible ballot access laws are to a bunch of people who have never heard the term ballot access and have never really wondered, we're not going to get anywhere. But now we have this case where we have two people that are just so reviled by both sides, in both directions. Republicans hate Trump. Republicans hate Hillary. Democrats hate Hillary. Democrats hate Trump. This is one of those opportunities where I hear more and more people go, I wish we had another choice.
Yes.
And it is a case where we do have other choices, but it gives everyone that opportunity to talk about it.
It boils down, and I do want to continue this discussion in hour number two, but a lot of it boils down to this thinking after they find out there is another choice. Oh, well, I can't vote for that guy because he's not going to win because he's not one of the two people that everybody hates. I've got to vote for one of the people that everybody hates. Otherwise, I'm wasting my vote.
Well, what's the thing going on? Oh, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's where if you vote for a third party, you vote for Jill Stein, they'll counterbalance it with a vote for...
I forget what it is, but...
Have you guys talked about that?
Every couple of election cycles, something similar comes up to where somebody will say, hey, I live in a safe state, I'll vote for whatever candidate you want if you live in the swing state and you vote for the party of my choice.
Hmm. Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, sort of a vote swapping sort of
safe state
thing.
Compromise.
Right. Vote swapping, we can talk about that, as well as how many people actually want there to be third or fourth options. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.